To get to the beach, most of you are going to use the family car. But before you do that, maybe you should take a moment for Jane Holtz Kay's thoughts on the automobile and its impact on the nation. Kay is the architecture and planning critic for The Nation and the author of Asphalt Nation, How the Automobile Took Over America and How We Can Take It Back.
If you're fueling up on pricey petrol or stewing on congested highways this summer, you may be wondering just how we got stuck in traffic and stuck on car dependency. Yes, you know we live in an asphalt nation, but don't let the myths of a free ride and the lure of open spaces convince you that we were born to drive. It was ourselves and our history that gave us today's car-bred sprawl, that created immobility and inequity, the hassles of everyday life, and the destruction and degradation of the environment. It was a series of reasonable and unreasonable subsidies, intended and unintended consequences, that made us pave the continent and need a ton or more of steel and wheel to buy a quart of milk. When Henry Ford gave Americans the Model T in 1908, he supplied the machine for the masses. The Good Roads Movement, part the offspring of the bicyclists, part a tool to help the farmer get his goods to market, was boosted along. At every step, the car and car parts manufacturers combined with the folks stuck in rutted roads to pave the way. Rail succumbed to the road. The builders who had constructed and maintained trolley lines to create our streetcar suburbs and streetcar cities couldn't compete. The developers, now given a free road, had no transportation expenses. Sound familiar? Government did the rest. In the Depression era, Roosevelt sent half his WPA funds to pick and shovel road jobs, and conspiring automakers brought down the rail to sell their buses. The 50s and 60s promoted the heyday of the highway. The federally funded interstate took Americans to the federally subsidized suburbs. Meanwhile, federally funded urban renewal slayed the walkable city to save it. The rest, as they say, is history. That history lives on as today's federal government spends $4 out of every $5 on the road, while local governments fail to plan and let developers build on the fringes, taking us ever outwards. No wonder we have more sprawl and mounting mileage. No wonder, more happily, a new generation of light rail and transit-oriented design is taking place even in cities like Phoenix and Dallas. Activists and officials are working to reinforce older city centers and neighborhoods with their dense rail-friendly patterns. Walkers, bikers, and those who believe in car-free places are promoting better planning. The drive for a sustainable landscape is combining with the anti-car concerns to help us stop going down the road feeling bad, as the song has it. And more important, to swap the bygone freedom of the road for a true freedom to move without a ton of wheel and steel.
You've been listening to Jane Holt Kay, author of Asphalt Nation, How the Automobile Took Over America and How We Can Take It Back.